Chapter 16. The next few moments that followed my rifle shot were complete chaos. I couldn't take the time to aim my shot at Igerg properly because some of his soldiers had started to move in to grab me, while others clearly struggled with the point I'd made about tyrants. But my bullet caught the bearded warlord in the shoulder and went straight through to hit the orcish warrior behind him. Then other orc warriors started to close in on me quickly, so I needed to get a better position, or I'd be rushed. I turned and started to run toward the other side of the square, where my soldiers were supposed to enter town when they heard the second shot. I fired 3 rounds at the soldiers who had been behind me and were trying to cut off my path, and 2 of them fell to the ground. The third orc skidded to a halt, and he was a big fucker with sawed-off tusks. I started to aim my red dot at the orc as Growler and Dread barked and howled to hold back the soldiers behind me.
"Death to Torrens!"
The orc with chopped-off tusks shouted as he grinned at me, and then he turned and punched out another of Igerg's warriors before he looked back at me.
"Hell yeah!"
I shouted back with a fierce grin, and I ran past the huge tuskless orc as I heard the beautiful sound of my wife's battle cry. Amrila screamed like a banshee, and she led the charge of Dolrath's soldiers with Nylame right on her heels. I turned to look back at the chaos in the square as my company caught up with me, and I shot down a squat orc warrior who tried to get the drop on me. Tusklisk and a few others seemed to have changed their minds about Igerg and now attacked their fellow soldiers. Growler had one orc on the ground, and I watched as he tore out the orc's throat, so I guess I knew what the goblins had trained their garms for, but I didn't see Igerg anywhere.
"Don't shoot the big guy without the tusks!"
I shouted to Nylame. "I think he's on our side!"
"Anyone else I shouldn't shoot?"
the Dolrath princess asked as she and Amrila reached me.
"Your guess is as good as mine," I shrugged. "Watch out for villagers and livestock."
As the Dolrath joined the fray with me in their lead, the confusion of the situation only mounted. Feistrin and Aralor used their long, halberd-like pole arms to push back half a dozen orc warriors who charged us, while Therius and Chatteron fired arrows at the attackers. Chatteron put an arrow right through the eye of one heavily scarred orc, and the pockmarked warrior stiffened as the arrowhead pierced his brain and then toppled to the packed dirt of the square.
"Forward!"
I shouted from right behind the archers, and I looked for any signs of the warlord. I used my red dot to target one of the orcs that lunged at us, put a bullet right into his skull, and then moved that deadly red dot to the next orc on the left and fired again. This time, my bullet ripped a ragged red hole through my target's throat, and blood and chunks of flesh splattered everywhere. Then my soldiers pushed their way into the square and the center of the fighting. There were orcs everywhere, and I had no way to know which ones were on our side, so the courtyard just seemed like a free-for-all. I needed to find Igerg. This was madness, and I hoped that if I killed the warlord, I'd be able to gain control of the situation. I lowered my Galil on its shoulder strap and pulled out my Glock. The fighting was too close quarters, and I needed to move quickly, maybe even get on a roof or something to get a good look around. From the middle of the battle, I couldn't even tell how many of Igerg's men we were up against.
"Amrila! Aralor! With me!"
I shouted to the first 2 of my friends I laid eyes on.
"Nylame, Bakoth, rally the soldiers! Get back to back and get the archers to higher ground!"
Suddenly, a screaming orc with a long curved blade ran at me, and bits of froth flew from the corners of his mouth.
"What the fuck?"
I gasped and then aimed the Glock at the wild-eyed warrior's chest. I double-tapped, sent 2 bullets right into the berserker's sternum, and then watched as he doubled over and hit the ground, and his sword skittered across the hard-packed dirt. Amrila and the big polearm master were next to me, and the 3 of us pushed our way through the tangle of bodies.
"We've got to find Igerg!"
I yelled over the din of men shouting and the clashing of swords.
"Yes, shield brother!"
Aralor shouted back, and then he took hold of his halberd with both hands and used its length to push through the crowd. The ponytailed warrior was big for a night elf, but many of the orcs were bigger. So Amrila protected our backs as she slashed at an orc with a big beer gut. The horned woman neatly ducked out of the way as the fat orc swung his club at her head, and then she lunged and ran her sword right through his paunch.
"Come on!"
I also took hold of the handle of Aralor's halberd and pushed with him, and we gained 2 feet. Then the 2 of us stepped back, and the polearm master started to swing his halberd in a low arch to keep potential attackers at bay. I whistled and crossed my fingers that Dread and Growler would respond to the sound. Moments later, I could hear their barks, but I couldn't see them anywhere. As I whistled one more time, another brutish orc came up beside me and tried to clock me in the stomach with a spiked club. I grabbed the fucker's arm with my left hand as I forced his follow-through away from me, and then I shoved my Glock point-blank into his side, just under his armpit. I squeezed the trigger and pushed the orc away as he stumbled, and his knees buckled and hit the dirt. Suddenly, Dredd ran up with his long ears flapping behind him, and used the orc who had fallen to his knees as a springboard. The Garm launched himself into the air off the back of the wounded orc and leaped clean over Aralor's head. Then, as the savage animal fell into a group of orc attackers, Dredd became a whirlwind of teeth and claws. A moment later, Growler was there too. The bigger of the two Garms wove between the legs of the soldiers in the square, and then clamped his jaws around the calf of one of the orcs in our way. With the help of the dogs, the three of us finally broke through the line, and we were back in front of the meeting house. But I didn't see Igurg anywhere.
That coward must have fallen back into the meeting house,
Amrila snarled. All of a sudden, another shout rose above the sound of the fighting, and I looked back into the square. From the houses and shops, villagers poured out of the doors and into the streets. A few were armed with swords and spears, but many had pitchforks, shovels, and other improvised weapons.
Take back the town!
Dular shouted as he came out of the blacksmith's shop with a mean-looking bastard of a sword.
Take back Takfet!
The villagers cheered so loudly, it made my pro-exes kick on, and I felt a lump in the back of my throat. The dark-haired barwoman wielded a fireplace poker and cracked it across the head of an orc who tried to grab her. The Zinkari from the general goods store held a pitchfork that looked like it still had hog manure on the prongs and stabbed it into the legs of another invader. And I watched as Tusklisk threw another one of Igurg's men into the wall of the tavern so hard the wooden slats buckled. Nilemane Bakoth called and rallied the Dolrath soldiers, and soon the last of Igurg's warriors were flanked on either side. The Dolrath fought together with trained precision, while the villagers wildly fought from their homes. The orc army was caught in a meat grinder in the center, and almost all of what was left of the warlord's army was on our side now. I turned to the door of the meeting house, holstered my Glock on my hip, and then grabbed my Galil. Let's finish this, I said to Amriel and Aralor. My wife gave me a fierce grin, and Aralor stepped forward to open the door, but it wouldn't budge.
They've barred the door,
the big elf sneered. Then we'll break it, I said as I looked at the heavy wood of the double doors. On the count of three, Aralor and I put our shoulders to the door. One, two, three, I shouted. The polearm master and I slammed hard against the door, and I heard the sound of wood as it splintered and gave way a little. Again, I said. One, two,
three,
a deep, gravelly voice grunted from behind me. Tuskless kicked out a thick, powerful leg right at the crack between the two doors, and the doors flew off their hinges as the wooden bar that held them closed broke in two. I looked over at the huge orc with a grin. The big guy was about the same height as me, but three times as thick. Thanks, I said. But, you know, we softened it up for you.
If you say so,
Tusklisk replied with a roguish grin of his own. I looked into the long room beyond the broken doors. There were no lanterns inside of the meeting house, and I could barely see anything. Big wooden pillars supported the roof, and there were benches along the walls, but the center of the room was empty except for the orcish warlord and five of his men. I started to shoulder my rifle, but Igurg's men stepped in front of him. Y'all don't have to die for him, I shouted into the meeting house. Not unless you want to. Growler started to rumble at my side as he looked at the orcs, and Amrila, Aralor, and Tusklis closed ranks behind me.
I challenge you, Eddie Hugh,
Igurg intoned from behind his soldiers.
Join me or die.
Something didn't sound right about Igurg's voice. It was almost like another, somehow deeper voice spoke at the same time as the warlord, and I realized I'd heard this before in the clearing where Ursinger had transformed his men into monsters. God damn it. I needed to think quickly. That first bullet had wounded Igurg, which was good, but he hadn't seemed very affected by the wound, and that was pretty fucking bad. I could still feel in my bones that something was about to happen, and it was going to be weird as shit. Nah, man. I shook my head as I quickly dropped my mag and pocketed it. I don't think I will. I pulled a mag filled with Torek's special bullets out of another pocket and clicked it in place before I shouldered the Galil.
Then, die!
Igurg shouted as he shoved his men out of the way and launched himself forward.
Eddie!
Amrila cried out in shock as she saw what had happened to Igurg. The bearded orc came into the dim light that streamed in through the doorway with freakish speed. The warlord's features were all distorted, and his muscles seemed to have doubled in size. Igurg had the same grotesque, swollen look as Ursinger, and I started to understand why. As I held my ground and aimed my red dot in the middle of the bastard's forehead, I saw the symbol of Belzat drawn on Igerg's brow in what looked like blood. I didn't have time to speculate about the wheres and the whys, so I squeezed the trigger of my rifle and watched as the bearded orc's head snapped back, even as his body continued to barrel forward. Then I leapt out of the way, and the transformed warlord toppled past me and the others and down the steps of the meeting house. But at the foot of the steps, Igerg found his feet again and stood. The deformed orc cracked his neck from side to side, and I watched with horror as it got longer. Fuck. Igerg was still transforming into something else. I shouldered the rifle again and fired 3 times at the monster's thick forehead where it already hit him. The wound grew larger, and blood started to pour down Igerg's stretched and bloated face, but he remained on his feet. The fighting had stopped as all eyes turned to the terrible beast that the fake chief had become. Igerg laughed, and his voice was even more distorted and horrific now as his leather armor creaked while the straps of his breastplate gave way.
Nylame!
I shouted as I aimed again.
Magic bullets!
I fired at the bloody hole in Igerg's head, but when I pulled the trigger this time, there was a loud ping, and my bullet ricocheted with a spark and hit the wall of the meeting house behind me. What the actual fuck? Then I saw the glint under the warlord's tattered skin. Was his fucking skull made of metal?
Back, beast!
Aralor cried out as he ran down the steps, and he brought his halberd down in a low, dangerous swing.
Aralor, no!
I shouted, but it was too late. Igerg raised one swollen hand and caught the razor-sharp blade of the halberd. My stomach churned as I saw the blade cut through the meat of the orc chief's hand, but Igerg didn't even seem to register the pain that it would have caused. Instead, the bloated monster took hold of the top of Aralor's head and twisted it with supernatural strength. The polearm master's head turned several degrees, and there was a sickening crack as his neck snapped. Then Igerg let the large elf go, and Aralor's body crumpled to the ground. I raised my rifle to fire again, even though I felt like I was about to shit my stomach out of my asshole, but Nylame beat me to it. The Dolrath princess had come up from behind and fired on the monster from several yards back. The dark-haired woman's bullet implanted itself in the meaty part of the monster's back, and this time Igerg howled in pain. Ah, fuck yeah. As the transformed orc reared back and howled, I fired 5 rapid shots into his gut. Instead of large, ragged holes like I'd expected, each bullet made a small, perfectly round hole that only trickled blood. But it was still enough to make the deformed fucker double over as he grabbed his stomach. Tuskless ran down the steps, and with one huge arm held out, he clotheslined Igerg at full speed. As the monster crashed backward, Tusklisk was smart enough to jump back before the warlord could grab him. But I had enough room to run down the steps and pass the prone monstrosity.
Dolrath, to me!
I shouted.
Just think of him as a basilisk!
I booked it down the stairs, but as I passed Igerg, the warlord reached his swollen, bloody hand out to catch my leg. I saw it at the last second and jumped over his now clawed limb. And I wondered what kind of malformed Akira anime-style monstrosity the orc would turn into if I didn't kill him soon. I reached the center of the square, skidded to a halt, and turned in time to see Igerg ponderously get back to his feet. Then I realized that the bloated monster had grown 2 feet at least, and I wonder if he was even Igerg anymore. Suddenly, Growler and Dread ran from the steps of the meeting house, split apart, and then made a wide circle around the monster, and it reminded me of the way cattle dogs would herd cows. Then Igerg began to walk toward the square, and his eyes were now on fire with blind rage. But the garms that darted in and out of his path nearly tripped the ugly fucker, and he savagely kicked his foot out at Dread. The newly healed dog was too fast for him, though, and Dread darted out of the way like a white and red flash.
"We need to find out where he's vulnerable,"
I said to Nylame as she, Amrila Scourge, and the Dolrath surrounded me.
"Keep his attention, but don't get close enough for him to grab any of you. Nylame and I need to find his weak spot." "Fan out, men!"
the Koth shouted.
"Surround the beast!"
The Mohawk general led the charge as the Dolrath ran forward in 2 lines and surrounded Igerg. Feistrun and Ezreal used the reach of their large weapons to keep their distance, and then a volley of arrows rained down on the monstrous warlord from the roof of the tavern. I looked up and saw Chatteron and Therius perched on the slanted roof as they shot arrows at the abomination in the square. The arrows stuck like needles in the world's fuggliest pincushion, and Igerg bellowed and roared with frustration as he swiped at the barbs and knocked them away. Cracks had started to appear in the mutated orc's flesh as he continued to grow, and the straps of his leather breastplate finally snapped as the armor fell away. And then I saw it, the ruddy glow of every bullet Nilame and I had pumped into the monster, just under his skin that was so tightly stretched it looked shiny and painful. The now 9-foot-tall creature stomped over to the tavern and smashed his fist into a wooden wall, and it buckled with the tremendous force. "Come on!" I shouted to Nilame as I moved to get a better position and shouldered my Galil. As the building shook and the archers on the roof held on for dear life, I aimed my laser at the grouping of bullet wounds in the monster's stomach and fired 5 more rounds in rapid succession as Nilame followed my lead. Then Feistrin got behind the mutant Igurg and buried the blade of her halberd in his calf. That would have been a crippling blow to almost anyone, but the huge bastard just kicked out his foot and caught the scarred woman in the ribs. Feistrin screamed and flew backwards, and Ezreal ran to grab her and dragged her out of harm's way. I was sure the Night Elf woman's ribs were broken, and that was if she was lucky, but I couldn't worry about that now. All of Igurg's men and the people of Takfet had moved to the edge of the square, and they watched the fight in silent horror. All of them except for Tuskless, who had started to lob large rocks at Igurg and try to draw his attention away from the archers. Then I caught sight of Amrila, Scourge and the Zinkari shopkeeper as they silently snuck around the side of the tavern building where the mutant warlord couldn't see them, and they carried several lengths of heavy rope. My wife looked over at me with a broad grin, gave me a thumbs up, and then pointed to the rope. Were they going to trip the monster? I like that idea.
"Move up!"
I yelled to the Dolrath princess, and I nodded to Amrila to let her know I'd understood her plan. I wasn't about to lose another soldier, so I ran forward until I was only 20 feet from the bloated beast. As I got closer, the smell that came off Igurg was almost enough to choke a horse. It was like a Cleveland dumpster at the height of summer. But I shoved my disgust away, looked up at the distended belly of the big bastard, and saw the glow of our bullets had gotten brighter as we fired into him. I didn't know what the fuck that meant, but something was happening, and I had to hope it was good. My palms began to sweat as Igurg turned his red eyes on me and the princess, and it felt like my heart was about to beat right through my ribs.
"Join me,"
the mutant orc roared with mindless rage.
"Eat a dick!"
I shouted back with firm resolve. I aimed my Galil up and clicked on the flashlight to blind the monster, and as soon as the light hit Igurg's face, a bullet that had lodged itself in his metallic skull glowed white-hot and exploded. The big fucker clapped his hands over his inflated face, and I felt a wild exultation as a crazy fucking idea hit me. I pointed the flashlight of the Galil at the cluster of bullet wounds in the beast's stomach and started to fire 7 more bullets in the same spot until my rifle clicked as the mag ran out. The swollen gut began to swell even more as I shone the light on it, and the flesh started to writhe in a grotesque display. Then, Igurg's stomach burst like an overinflated balloon, and thick blood, chunks of fetid flesh, and nameless viscera rained down and covered anyone and anything close by, including Nilame and me. I gagged as the gore hit me and made my skin crawl from the sticky warm sensation of it. A moment later, Igurg's huge frame crashed to the ground with a loud thud that shook the cavern and even caused little streams of dust to fall from the ceiling. The mutated orc warlord was finally dead.